So I'm in Joshua chapter 3 today, and if you are familiar at all with Joshua and the books prior to that, you know that these first few chapters of Joshua, particularly 3, is situated between the 40 years of wandering in the desert. You know, Moses brought them out of Egypt. They're wandering in the desert, and they're about to embark on the promised land. And so Joshua chapter 3 is situated right in there. We talked about Joshua chapter 4 a while ago. Some of you may remember that. We talked about the 12 memorial stones. Today we're talking about something different, and I want to challenge you with it when we get through the story. I know it's a little more than I normally read, but I would like to read all of Joshua 3 for you. It's not a long chapter, but I'd like to read all of it for you. Let's follow along in Joshua chapter 3. The title of today's message is Stepping into the Jordan. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Achaia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before." And so the instruction to the Israelites is simply this. They're camped on the eastern side of the Jordan. We're going to cross the Jordan. Keep an eye on the Ark of the Covenant, because when it moves, when it heads towards the river, we're going. And Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people." So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and they went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, 'When you have come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan.'" So Joshua said to the children of Israel, "Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God." And Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from you before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe." That's where Joshua chapter 4 comes in, and we talked about that some months ago, when they gathered up from the bottom of the river the 12 memorial stones, and they set them on the other side, stacked them up as a memorial. And some of you will recall when we talked about this some months ago, when they set them up, they said, "Don't forget what God has done." That's where that particular sentence comes into this whole story. "Now therefore, take for yourselves these 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe," he said. "And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that came down from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap." So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan, with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on the dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. And you thought the only water miracle was the parting of the Red Sea, didn't you? Did you also know that he stopped the Jordan River and let the Israelites pass? I was thinking about this passage this last week or two because I believe that many of us today, I believe that God put this on my heart for a very, very specific reason, and I'm not sure if that reason is for you or me, but I believe that many of us have come to the Jordan. And if we're ever going to see the hand and the power of the living God, we're going to have to step into it. And so when the Lord has laid this on my heart here in the last 2 weeks, I believe that some of you today have decisions and choices to make. Big decisions, some of you. Big choices. I believe that if you're ever going to see God's hand in your life, you're going to have to step into the Jordan. I really believe that you're never, and I either, are never going to see the power of the hand of God until you take that step of faith. You see, what happened here in this, I just love this story. What happened in this story is the water was at flood stage on the Jordan. You could liken it, some of the Jordan gets pretty wide in the flood stage. And you could liken it out here to the Crow Wing last spring when it was at its peak. It was rushing pretty good, and it was deeper than it is now. And there was a lot of water. There was a lot of force. And this story says, just as soon as the soles of the priests hit the water, it's going to back upstream, and everything from here on is going to stop flowing. It's going to dry up, in essence, until these masses of people cross over on dry land. But the key of this thing is, the whole key, it's not going to stop until you step into the Jordan. And so here they were. And the Bible says, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest step into it, it shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the Jordan will be cut off. And later in 15 it says, when they did it, it stood still. Now I want us to think just for a moment, what Jordan are you up against? Because if you're like me, you're probably making excuses. You're probably thinking, like these priests could have been thinking, we're going to need a bridge here. We're going to need a boat. This isn't going to happen on our own. Or we're probably thinking, this water is too deep, this river is too wide. After all, it's at flood stage. It's never going to happen. You see, they could have made excuses. The priest even could have said, we're carrying the ark, for goodness sakes. How are we going to cross this river like this? They could have made all kind of excuses like, what if it doesn't dry up? I don't even know how to swim. And we have a choice today, I believe. I believe this is why God has put this on my heart. And again, I don't know if it's for you or for me. We can make excuses about stepping into the Jordan. We can delay, you know what? We can say, God, I think it'd be better 6 months from now when the river's dry. We can choose not to step in. We have a lot of choices when we walk up to the Jordan. They had a lot of choices too. And they chose to be obedient and they stepped into the river. And I just happen to believe, brothers and sisters, when we go headlong into what God is calling us into, it may seem like a rushing river. I believe when we go headlong into it, we will see the power of God in your life like you've never seen it before. Or our church, or whatever. I don't know, maybe this has already happened to you before. It's already happened to me a time or two in life. when God called me to the ministry. I was very hesitant. I didn't want to leave the security blanket of the plant very bad. But when I stepped into the Jordan, God took over. And maybe you've been up to the Jordan already, but I believe that God has put this on my mind for reasons for people today. You've come to the Jordan, and you're wrestling with yourself. You're wrestling with a decision. I don't know what the decision is. Maybe I'm wrestling with one that I don't even know about. But you've come to the Jordan, and the river's rushing by. You've got all these questions. You've got all this reality, just like the river is rushing by. You've got all these facts, these realities that you can see, and yet you're being urged on by the living God to take that step of faith. Because the water's not drying up till you do. And I don't know, last week we just talked about Awana. Maybe God is calling you to step into the Jordan in Awana. Maybe He's urging you to be a helper or to be a listener in Awana. I don't know. I don't know what He's challenging us with today. I just know He's put this on my heart for a reason. It may be that God is calling you to the ministry. We've been putting it off. We've been making excuses. We don't have enough money. We don't know our way. We don't know what to say. Maybe He's calling you into the ministry. I believe, like Pastor Les has been praying for this community for decades, and now from this church, that there will be pastors and there will be evangelists and there will be missionaries and there will be teachers and preachers of the Word of God all over. But we've got to step into the Jordan when He calls us. You're never going to do it on your own strength. You're never going to cross the Jordan on your own. It's got to be by faith in the living God when He's called you to something. Maybe He's calling you to go to see your neighbor. And you've put off that for a whole long time. Maybe you've got to step into the Jordan on that one and see God work. One night shortly after Sherry and I moved down here to where we live now, I was going to go out for a walk and I heard my neighbor Alan to the north pounding away on his shed. He was finishing up his shed. And I wanted to go left and the Lord told me to go right. And I went up there to go for a little walk, and I walked in, and Alan and I began to develop a real friendship. And today, Alan and Michelle sit here, born-again believers of Jesus Christ, having been baptized right in your midst, because God asked me one night, I believe, to step into the Jordan and go talk to Alan. I don't know what He's calling you to. I thank God for you, Alan and Michelle. I thank God for all of you. And I don't know what He's calling you today to, brothers and sisters. But we're never going to see the power. We're never going to see the display of God until you take that step of faith that He's asking you to take. Like I said, I've had it happen in my life a few times already, and it's probably going to happen again. And I don't know what He's calling you today. It may be that you've just been dealt a real heavy hand in your physical body or something. And this rushing Jordan just seems like it's going to overtake you. It seems like it's going to overpower you like any swollen river would. I don't know what God is speaking to you, but He's asking us today, friends, to take a step in faith. I'm just convinced of it. Maybe God is asking you today finally to trust Him as Lord. I don't mean know about Him a little bit. I don't even mean show up at church once in a while. I mean really take a step of faith in trusting Jesus Christ as Lord. Like Val Johnson said in her testimony right here last week on January 3rd, 2012, when God was calling her, "What are you waiting for?" And she took that step of faith and put her faith completely in the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe that's what He's calling somebody today to. I don't know. Maybe it's all of the above. All I am absolutely convinced of, friends, we need to move in faith. We need to take that step of faith because the water wasn't stopping until the priests stepped into the river. I know it looks a little scary when you're looking at that rushing river. We haven't stepped in yet. Pretty big river here. Swollen at its bank. This is flood stage. I'm not sure I can do this, Lord. I'm not sure I can do this, preacher. But you're never I and you and the church of God is never going to see the display and the power of the living God until we take that step that He's calling us to. When we're dependent upon ourselves for crossing the river, it isn't going to get done. But when we take a step of faith, whatever He's calling you to this morning, when we take that step of faith, you're going to see, I'm going to see, we're going to see the power of God. And the river's going to stop and you're going to cross through on dry land. Hallelujah. Somebody said it this way to me the other day about, and I don't have any hidden agenda here, believe me. I'm not trying to press anybody about a building project or anything else. But I was in a conversation with a woman from our church just the other day. And she said, someday it's going to happen, and we're going to see it was at the hand of God, not at the hand of men. And that's what's going on in some of your lives today. Because it's gone on in mine. I can't go pastor no church, Lord. I'm not qualified. I've not been to no seminary. And I can make all kind of excuses not to step into the Jordan. And so can you. We can make all kind of excuses. But when you step into the Jordan, because you know God is calling you to, you're going to see His hand of power like you've never seen it before. You're going to have to take that step in faith. I'm going to close with this. I love the verse from Hebrews 11:1 when it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see the other side of it. You can't see the other side of this topic that He's calling you to. You can't see the other end of this chapter. But you're going to take the step in faith because God has called you to it. And when you take that step of faith, you're going to see the power in the hand of God like you've never seen it before. That's what He assured the Israelites that day through Joshua. And that's what He's calling on some of you today. To take that step of faith. And so I just want to say, I know the river's scary. I know this question He's calling you to, this topic, this subject, this issue in life is scary. I know that. But you can trust Him. When He's called you to it, He'll see you through it. And so let me just say, I've said it already. I don't know if this message, I was telling Richard, who's on our board just a day or two ago, I don't know if this message is for you or for me. But it's for somebody. We're never going to see His power until we take that step of faith. Yeah, we can make all kind of excuses and we can make all kind of second and third options. Or let's just go ahead and build a bridge. We can trust in that. Let's just go ahead and get us a boat. Let's just go ahead and wait until flood is over. Then we can walk through on dry ground. We can make all kind of excuses. We can make all kind of delays. But if He's calling you to something, friends, you will see His power displayed when you step into the river, whatever He's calling you to. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this passage that You have placed on my heart these last 2 weeks and put in Your Word for not just those ark-carrying priests that day. I believe this Word is in Your Word, Heavenly Father, because it applies to us in some occasion and maybe today in life. I believe, Father, we as individuals, or perhaps we as a church, we might be wrestling, we might be struggling with something, and we will only see Your power when we take a step of faith to what You're calling us to. And so, Father, help us to put an end to the delays. Help us to put an end to the excuses. Help us to put an end to the rationalization. If we're talking about our salvation in Jesus Christ, our faith to be born again, help us to put an end to that. I go to church or I've done this, that, or the other thing. If we've never trusted Christ by faith, if we've never surrendered completely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, help us to put an end to the excuses and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus today. And whatever else, Lord, whatever else you're speaking to your people here today about, help us to take the advice the priests took from Joshua and said, go ahead and enter the Jordan because you're going to see the hand of God. Help us to take that advice real seriously and take a step of faith into the Jordan. Whatever that means for every person here, I pray in Jesus' name, amen.